Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Avery, CEO and founder of the Content Marketing Class, and bring you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Now, one of the things that I keep advocating for is that we write more books, but how do we use these books to get on more podcasts? Podcasting being a medium where you get on all these other shows, you get in front of so many other people. Podcasting is such a great medium, and books, having your own book is one of the best ways to get on more shows. So if you are an author, we're going to talk about how to use your book to get on shows. If you are not an author, this is a good reminder that, hey, you should write your book so you can get on more podcasts. So the guest who joins us today is going to share all this great information with us. She is a media visibility strategist who helps her clients create a fierce and unique presence. She hosts the syndicated Dare to Dream podcast, is the author of 3 international bestsellers, has contributed to 13 anthologies, and has been interviewed on over 800 media outlets. So if there's someone who knows how to get a lot of interviews on podcasts and other stuff, this is the person. Debbie Dashinger, who joins us for episode 370. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. Thank you so much for having me back. It's great to be here.
Debbie, it is so awesome to have you on Breakthrough Success, and we've chatted in the past. We're even at New Media Summit together, which we'll be back there in San Diego in September, so definitely looking forward to this interview. Before we get into it, though, can you just give us some background to how you got started with books and podcasting and how we can make the connection?
Yeah, it's a really actually interesting connection, and I think we all arrived here at different times and in different ways. For me, I was in entertainment. So I was an actress and a singer the majority of my life. And then something just started to switch up. And it was really like an identity crisis because that's all I'd ever known, right? And when it happened, though, I knew enough to just trust that something was changing without having to know where I was going next. And I started doing a lot of creative things, none of which were the thing, but I was just enjoying following the next right thing. And eventually I saw an ad for radio, actually a physical location, terrestrial radio in Burbank. And I went and got the job, which was wonderful. I had a small music show to start with, and then it got parlayed into a talk radio show, which I loved. Dare to Dream was the same show that I'm doing today, almost 12 years later. And then as technology changed, so did I. And that's how my show went from radio to today, it's Radio Plus podcast. And in between, very early on, because I was teaching dream creation, how do you achieve your goal? How do you live a big life? How do you bring into your life and your reality the very thing that you're dreaming about and desiring? So I wanted to reach even more people than I was through radio. So I started writing books. And the books, the genius thing about books was twofold. First of all, it created a whole career for me. And it was a huge surprise. It was not where I thought I was headed, but it's been amazing. So that's where I am today and everything I teach around books. And the second thing that was a really big surprise, Mark, is that I had people start coming to me saying, I'm so-and-so, I have a radio show, I've heard about your show and your book, Dare to Dream, I'd really love to interview you. And they started calling me a success expert. And I said, well, this is like the gravy train here. This is pretty amazing. I didn't have to do anything, but my book is opening all these doors. And my book, by opening these doors, is creating a new moniker for me, which is an expert in a particular niche. Now, my niche name has changed definitely for media visibility because that's really more appropriate today. But that's how I got here. So it's been this amazing journey. The book situation changed my life, completely changed my career.
And I could definitely say the same for me. Like when you do put a book out there, your brand just becomes very different and you can leverage a book to say, hey, I've written this book, and it definitely helps you get on more shows. We can talk a little bit more about that side of it later, but it's interesting how Debbie mentions that it wasn't just, you know, you have the book, you have all these different opportunities come your way because of leverage and what you can do with it, but it's people who are reading it or listening to a radio show saying, hey, I want you on my show. And I'm wondering, how do you think you got to the point, or what, something that you did with your book maybe, where you have people to, like, reaching out to you instead of you doing all of the outreach?
Yeah, so there's two ways that has worked. The first is visibility. So I had a lot of visibility and people reached out to me. And the second is, because I've done, you said in my bio, it's actually probably well over 1,000 interviews at this point that I've been on media outlets. And because at some point, you know, there was some work after the very beginning, and I realized, oh, I want to do more of this. It's creating really good things. I'm finding my tribe. I'm finding my community. They're finding me. I'm finding my voice. This is all very positive. So I wanted to do more, so I implemented what any publicity person would, and that brought me a lot more interviews. But then it's like an engine that runs itself. And at a certain point, there was zero effort. There was zero attempt. I can still get out there and do it. And of course, I know how to do it at a pretty high level. I teach it. At the same time, I don't have to pick up a finger. And this is not ego at all. This is literally what visibility creates for anybody. When you have a sustainable, consistent visibility, it's basically going viral. It's basically you're the person at the cooler that people are talking about because they see you so much out there, being interviewed here, interviewed there, this book, that book. So the idea is visibility actually works on one's behalf. And the author really needs to work towards that, right? That should be your goal, because it makes your life so incredibly easy.
And I like the idea of visibility being this thing that we continue working on. It's not something that we have and then we don't do anything with it. It's something that no matter how big you get, you're always working to build your visibility. And a book really works as leverage to getting more visibility. You can reach out to podcasts, say, hey, I have this book, I'd love to be on your show, something like that. But what are some of the best ways you found to build that initial visibility for someone who's really starting at zero?
Somebody starting at zero, I think the most important thing to pay attention to is that you want to have alignment with the show and the host. So, you know, you want to make sure whatever your subject is the right subject for the show, because you'll probably get a yes. You want to know how to approach the host and the station, have a proper pitch letter, which is today now a pitch email, right? It's a way that you introduce yourself. It's very succinct. You don't waste anyone's time, but you have a really warm connection with the host. It's not just something you copy paste. It would be more like, Mark, I love what you're creating. Like, you're an entrepreneur who's like a rocket, man. I'm so impressed with you. I love your shows. I listen to the 30 minutes. I especially like the show you did with X person. And by the way, since you happen to do books, I think I'd be a good guest, and here's why. And then I'd give you like just 3 bullet points, because you can use them. Mark can use them. He doesn't even have to do much research. He can actually use those for the questions he'd ask me. And then if I have a book, of course I want to mention it. I wouldn't mail Mark or anyone else the book, because most of us as hosts, it's pretty overwhelming how many books we have. We're a virtual library.
Yeah.
So, right? It's just like, no more books, unless you're coming on my show. And if you're coming on my show, then I definitely want to read your book. And I can bump it up a little bit and say, hey, Mark, coming on your show, let's do a giveaway. I love your people to call in or write in. And if they do, let me gift them with a book and I'll mail it to them and I'll do it signed. You know, just give the host something that is meaningful for their listeners, definitely very content and value driven. So people listening want to be tuned into Mark's show. I'm actually a contribution to his show. And then, of course, it's incumbent on me to cross-promote. Because if he's using his very well-nurtured platform and being kind enough to feature me, Debbie Dashinger, to his people, right? I may be new to many of you. Well, you know, as my gratitude, then I want to cross-promote and say, by the way, to my tribe and community, there's someone amazing I want you to meet. and this is Mark, and look at the incredible work he's doing and the way this guy's brain works and the things he's created and some of the ideas and funnels he has, all of which is true, of course, about you, Mark. So a cross promotion, when you do it and I do it, that's magic. That's where the synergy really is created. And then we're exponentializing what we both do out in the world, and both our people get to meet each other.
Wow, that's really awesome. I mean, I've received a lot of pitches, and I'm sure you have too, because, you know, the longer you're a host, the more people see you've done a bunch of episodes, you have a bunch of reviews, a bunch of good stuff, the more pitches you get. And the ones that are more likely to say yes to are either ones from some company like Interview Valet, where, you know, I have a working relationship with them and I know a lot of people there, or it's someone who says, hey, I watched this episode, I really loved what you did in this interview, and I, based on what you've done, I could be a great fit. So it's like people who actually pay attention to the show. One thing Debbie pointed out that I have not really thought of it at all, but I feel like we should all think about, especially as authors, is to do that giveaway, because for any episode, like some episodes naturally get promoted harder than others. I mean, if you have your role model on your episode, you're naturally going to promote that harder. But if you do a giveaway, if you provide some of this extra value to the podcast host audience, they're going to promote it harder for you. It's not just about getting on the shows. It's also about having that host really promoted for you. If you do something like what Debbie mentioned, which is do that giveaway, you're going to give the host a bigger incentive to promote more often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we can also use the chapters of our books, right? And I'm assuming people have said this, you've had other experts talk about this. Another thing that we can do as authors is we can put a free chapter as an opt-in, right? We can invite people, go. Some people do a chapter, frankly, some people do their whole book. It all depends how you're positioning yourself, what kind of launch campaign you have, what the book is ultimately really for, the goal of the book. So depending on that, you could either put up a free chapter and say, my gift to you, go on my website, just give me your name, email, I promise not to sell it and use it. And as a gift back to you, I'll give you the chapter, or I'll give you the whole book. But it can really do great things to build up one's database.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that before, but like now hearing it from you, it's one thing to just like see the method. It's another thing to hear it on a podcast episode or on a radio episode or on a YouTube video like this. Because now it's like I'm really thinking about doing this for some of the books I have behind me, like making that first chapter available. And there's no extra work you have to do if you already have that book. So it's also a really great way to grow your email list. And then you have email sequence and stuff like that to get more sales from your book. So I definitely really like that as well. So far we've talked more about, we've hit on both like people coming to you and then the reaching out to people. And I'm wondering for you, have you seen a really big difference in writing multiple books, or do you feel like if you just write one book, you're fine with this method?
Wow. That's a very interesting question, because I have clients who have both, and I have people who come on who have both. I mean, the only thing that's glaring in my mind when you ask that, Mark, is please make them good. Write a whole lot of books. Make it compelling. You know, either shorten to the point because you're really covering a very niche market in that particular book. That's awesome. You can really crank them out. Or if you're going to really write like books, you know, to like a standard book is 250 pages, something like that. And today people like a little bit shorter books because of our attention span. Just make sure they're good. I would say as long as it's good, that's all that matters. I think all of us as hosts have received books from authors and it's like, this is very interesting. I have a client right now who paid an editor. I have a company that does bestseller launches. I was literally ready to start the launch. And just as a precaution, right the week before, I started reading his book and I had to reach out to him and say, dude, this editor you paid, so sorry. But I took screenshot after screenshot because I am actually very, I have a good eye for editing and proofing. And I just saw so much. So we had to push it over a month so he could make all these corrections. So really make sure, A, it's professional, You didn't just, you know, take it through spell check. You actually had a professional editor go through it, make sure the formatting's awesome so that you're proud of your book, and make sure the content is really valuable. It's not just something that's been rehashed, but you have a very unique point of view. All of that makes it very compelling for us to book you on our shows. Like, we want to have a new and fresh conversation. So if you can bring that, you'll be a great guest.
Yeah, that's a really great point. I mean, it is good to have more books because there's more potential topics you could talk about, but if they're all bad, then you're not going to get on many shows, and the readers you get are not as likely to buy book number two, book number three, book number four from you. So definitely some really great insights to think about. One of the questions that I really love asking, because I feel like no matter who you are, where you're trying to go, this is the kind of thing that helps anyone. And what I'm leading to is habits, because I feel like habits make or break us depending on what they are. So I'm wondering, Deb, if you could share with us some of the habits you would say are essential for your success.
For my success?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So this is going to be funny because I'm actually, let me just address like an elephant that may be in everybody's room, which is resistance, right? Because resistance is the worst for success. And it is my experience with my clients and myself that when it's a particular job I really don't want to do, then I will start to resist it, right? And so the way that I can be successful around it, so technology, period. I'm actually doing some work, webinar/funnel. Like, not great for a creative like me, but there I am so close. I have all these components. I did work. I worked with somebody, and I'm just there. So this is the hump for me to get over. So I literally have to break things down and make them feel so accessible. I have to literally convince myself that not that it's arduous, but rather that there's an abundance here, and the abundance is already here. It's not I have to do this to get to the abundance. The abundance is already here. I got this. Like, I have to talk to myself, basically coach myself sometimes to have great success in the tougher areas. And this is a big one. And then, you know, the other component I think that's kind of important with this is that then there are places and spaces where obviously it's important to hire for success. And one of my clients, and I'll share because it's not mine, she says this, she's an HR expert, but she says you don't hire for overwhelm. And a lot of entrepreneurs try to do that, and it's a terrible situation. They hire for overwhelm, and then they're so overwhelmed they don't have time to teach the new hire. Doesn't work. But rather, she says, hire for weakness. So where your weakness is, that's where you bring somebody on board, and they'll usually be so savvy, you can give them enough info and they can be off and running. So those pieces I think are very important. If you've got an elephant in the room and you need to deal with it, it is part of your wheelhouse right now, and you have a lot of back off and resistance, find ways to just chunk things up. Just for today, do this for 30 minutes. Just handle this. And just remember, rather than it being like, oh, this is going to be an awful task, it's never going to work out, but like, give a new narrative and instead start saying things like, there's a lot of abundance here. There's a lot of ease. I got this. Things are usually much easier than I anticipate they're going to be. And I just commit that for today, for 30 minutes, I'm going to show up and do this. And I think it's amazing how fast you can get through things. They're never, ever as awful as we think they're going to be. Mm-hmm.
And it's a really great point where, I mean, you do have to delegate eventually. For any business to scale, you do have to delegate. And there are some weaknesses, like some people, they don't like funnels and webinars and stuff like that. That's why some people come to me when they're looking to get that kind of stuff done. But it's really essential to look at what your weaknesses are and then figure out how can I get rid of these, because then you're able to double down on your strengths. So certainly some really great habits Debbie mentions for us in this episode. And before we do wrap up, I know Debbie has a few different things she wants to share with us. So for people who want to continue following your work, where can we go to do that?
Cool. So thank you. And all I can think about is you just said you're good at funnels and webinars. So I know we have to talk offline. Now that I said that, now I can be present. So yes, Thank you. You know, what I do out in the world is media visibility, and I love it, and I love my clients because I love taking people from wherever they are and seeing them, frankly, have tremendous freedom and success. I do something called the Ultimate Visibility Formula. I literally teach you how to be interviewed on radio and podcast in 60 days or less. Promise, pinky swear, happens. And it's a 6-week live course. It's fabulous. So you can go to Debbie, debbie.net/visibility. Also my website, you can always connect with me there. It's Debbie, debbie.dachinger.com. And I have an international best-selling book launch program that is a guarantee. We're actually running a special right now, so that time is of the essence. If you would like to get in on the special, I mean, it's really pretty crazy, awesome special. And plus, we're throwing in a free book video trailer as well, so reach out to me. And you could also use daretodreamradio@gmail.com to connect with me. My radio show is called Dare to Dream. I'm on iHeartRadio, Spreaker, iTunes. I am on all the major podcast sites as well as BBS radio. So anybody who's ready to rock and roll or write your book, I've got a lot of classes. I teach people to write books also in 60 days. So I love doing things fast, and I love making page turners and doing it really well. So happy to connect with anybody.
Debbie, thank you so much for sharing all those resources with us. We'll throw all that in the show notes for anyone who's interested. And I mean, thank you for coming on the show. A lot of great ideas, definitely sparked a few of my own. So thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success.
Thanks for having me, Mark.